Happy Saturday, friends. This week has been the longest four-day week that I have ever experienced. It's been a tough adjustment maneuvering back into the school, work, and serving mode. On top of so many things that is happening within the world and how it is affecting many people's lives, I realized that me and so many others have found ourselves on edge of pins and needles. As I'm sitting here, the word breathe popped into my head. And then the song entitled Breathe by Maverick City Music also popped inside my head. I take this as a reminder that in every frenetic moment in our world and in our lives, that we have to remember to breathe. Things may constantly be in an uproar, but even in all of these things, we have to keep our eyes stayed on Christ. We have to hold fast to His promises and truly believe what His word says, and that what His word says is true. Christ Himself said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. That gives me comfort in knowing that there is peace, comfort, joy, and rest in Him. Those moments of chaos have no match for what our Father in heaven has for those who trust and love Him. I had a moment yesterday where I became slightly overwhelmed in trying to make sense of what is going on in our world and how decisions are impacting so many people in such an intricate and persuasive way. These are things that we truly don't have time to sit and let ponder away at our thoughts. These are the things that we need to lay at God's feet and cover fervently in prayer. Today, I want to challenge you and remind you to not let the weight of all that is happening around you take your breath and peace away. I challenge you to breathe. Grab hold to the blessings that are still assigned to your name daily and the new blessings that are being orchestrated for you. Grab hold to the promises of God and breathe freely again. Stress isn't yours, anxiety isn't yours, and fear isn't yours. The peace, comfort, and favor of God, however, is yours. Just receive. My prayer today is that we breathe freely. I pray that we won't allow the flaws of the world to overwhelm and overtake us. I pray that we will hold fast onto what God says and has for us as His children. And I pray that in every moment of chaos, we remember whose we are and who we belong to. With love, yours truly, Ebb.